Hi, I'm Tony, one of the reference librarians, and I'm going to be your guide for this area, which is one of the library's two lower levels. On maps of the library, this area is marked Lower Level A. You should be standing just inside the door at the bottom of the stairs. Now look across to the bookshelves. You will see a sign reminding you that this area is a quiet zone, for quiet study without conversation. To the right, behind the pillar with the red exit sign, are five group study rooms. These rooms can be used by students who have signed up for a three-hour block of time at the circulation desk. Walk toward the study rooms, and then look around the bend to the right. In the corner of the room, you will see the lower-level computer lab. This is the library's teaching lab, where Lexis and Westlaw training and legal research workshops are held. It is also available for general computer use at other times, and law students can print Lexis and Westlaw documents to this lab for pickup. Now we're going to take a look at the collections in this lower level. Walk back toward the door at the bottom of the stairs, go past the door, turn left, and stop when you get around the corner. Stop or pause the recording until you get there. All of the bookshelves that you see in this room contain law journals arranged in an alphabetical sequence by title, with the most recent issues of each journal shelved right next to the bound volumes. Law journal articles are essential resources for law students. You will also see a long, wide aisle continuing the full length of the room, starting from the row of study carrels against the wall. Looking down this aisle, you can see the library's microform collection. The four Lectrievers are rotating storage devices that provide access to thousands of congressional, New York State, and international materials on microfiche. In the black cabinets against the far opposite wall are more fiche and microfilm materials, including back issues of Bar Association journals and American laws going back to colonial times. For help finding or using any of these materials, just ask a librarian at the reference desk. Now let's walk back to the area just outside the door near the bottom of the stairs. Stop or pause the recording until you get there. Looking across the room to your left, you will see a separate glass-walled room. In this room are additional microfiche cabinets of United States federal documents and the microfiche and film readers. Printing from microforms is free of charge for students. Before leaving this lower level, it is important for you to know that the stairway you used is the only way to reach this area. You cannot reach this area directly from the other lower level that you will visit later on the tour. Now let's go back up the stairs to the main level, where another librarian will continue the tour. Stop or pause the recording until you get there.